In South Korea, the U.S. military is investigating claims by veterans that they buried barrels of a toxic defoliant at an American base there 3 decades ago. Agent Orange was used during the Vietnam War. It's been blamed for a variety of ailments, including cancer and nerve disorders. Reporter Dwali Saikautau reports that Koreans living outside Camp Carroll are alarmed at what they're hearing.
In rural Chilgo County, the pace of life is slow, and the sounds are of a few moving bicycle riders, construction, and some traffic. But there's a lot of talk about what's going on at the U.S. Army base Camp Carroll, office worker Eunjung Park.
Although the U.S. has helped Korea very much, it still makes me angry that it would bury remnants from the Vietnam War, another country's war in my country, Korea.
That is a question that Americans and South Korean officials are still trying to answer, yet the rumors off-base persist. Youngmi Park owns a supermarket nearby. She claims her sister has cancer.
I was born near the base, but moved away to get married. And well, I was very much shocked at the recent reports of possible poison in the water and soil.
Park says her younger sister lived next to the base and wonders if the drinking water caused her cancer. Park said she was shocked to learn of allegations made last month by former U.S. soldiers. At least 3 veterans claimed to have buried Agent Orange there in the late 1970s.
So far, no evidence of Agent Orange has been discovered on Camp Carroll or in the surrounding community.
That's Colonel Joseph Birchmeyer of the United States Forces Korea. He's involved in a joint investigation looking into this matter with South Korea. To date, he says investigators have interviewed at least 26 people.
Each interview we have found leads to additional names of people who may or may not know have information that's pertinent to us. So there's been a continuous tracking of personnel.
But Chilgok native Lee Sang-chul doubts there were toxins buried on the U.S. base.
I'm a local born here in 1958. That means I'm over 50. I drank the water and I'm 6'2". I don't understand why people are all upset about this.
Even Sung-woo Kim agrees. He's with an organization that claims each of their member has been exposed to or contaminated with Agent Orange from their tour of duty either in Vietnam or fighting the North Koreans at the demilitarized zone.
Many of us doubt if the U.S. military buried the toxic materials on base. It's still an ongoing investigation to find out the truth.
U.S. military officials say water samples taken last month show no health risks, even if traces of dioxin are found in some tests. Past environmental studies from 1992 and 2004 show chemicals were buried at Camp Carroll, but later removed. Those chemicals do not include Agent Orange, according to the U.S. military. The situation in South Korea is far different from Vietnam, where dioxin-related birth defects have been reported and at least 3 communities have been badly contaminated with Agent Orange. Last week, the U.S. and Vietnam began to remove ordnance in what was described as a key first step to begin cleanup of the legacy of Agent Orange. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Chilgok, South Korea.